This is the Sunday School Lesson Review for this, the 11th day of August, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2013, as reckoned by our calendar. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, the reading begins at verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers unto his vineyard. Let's read that once again. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 and following. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Beware of the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. Our topic for this Sunday school lesson review. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in explaining what the kingdom of heaven is like, gives the example of a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And he went out at various times to send laborers into his vineyard to do the work that was needed therein. And he agreed with them on a certain amount that each would be paid. He agreed with them. They went on that agreement. He went out the third hour, about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He told them to go into the vineyard. And he promised them that whatsoever is right, I will give you. He went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. His first encounter with those that he was to send into the vineyard, he promised to pay them a penny. They all worked. When he sent to have their wages given unto them, he specified to his servant, his steward, he said, now when you pay them, begin from the last. So he specified that the person to be paid first, the people to be paid first, were those that had been sent into the vineyard last and had worked only 1 hour according to the murmuring of those who had been sent earlier. So those who had been sent first, the steward called and gave them a penny. Of course, those who had been sent last, that is. So those who had been sent last were paid first. All the others apparently saw what they were given. Apparently they took note of what was given to those who had worked just 1 hour. They saw it, they took note of it. And with specificity, they took note of the fact but those who had worked just 1 hour were given the exact amount that those who were first sent had been promised. Those who were first sent had been promised a penny. And those who had worked just 1 hour, those sent last, were given one penny. And those who had been sent earlier before them apparently observed what they had been given. Beware of the evil eye. We like to look on others and we like to compare what they are given with what we are given. We like to compare what they have with what we have. And the nature of this particular example given by Jesus is the evil eye somehow wants to feel superior based upon that which it has done. For they give themselves away when they use the word equal. They murmur against the goodman of the house, the householder, when they first of all see that those who have worked just 1 hour receive the exact amount that the householder had promised those who were to work all day. And they complain that they had worked all day. And they had borne the burden and the heat of the day. They said, and that the others had been made equal unto them. Beware of the evil eye. Beware of your being envious of the blessings of others. Beware of your being envious of the grace shown by God unto others. Beware of your being angered by the blessings of God that flow into the lives of others. Beware of the evil eye. Listen. Listen to what occurred as we read now, you and I, in Matthew chapter 20, beginning reading at verse 8. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. So they specify that they are unhappy, and they specify the reason. They identify the object of their anger as the last, those who were hired last. They are angry that some other human beings were given what they were given. Other words, they are saying, we put more in, and yet you've made these equal with us. So they supposed, even though there had been no agreement, that they would get more than a penny. The goodman of the house, the householder, had agreed with them for a penny, and they went into the vineyard and worked all day on that agreement. But when the householder, the goodman of the house, decided that those who had gone in the 11th hour would get the same amount as those who had been promised by the Master at the beginning. They, with specificity, focused on those who came at the last hour. Are you like that? Am I like that? Do I compare what the Lord gives me with what He gives others? Do you compare what the Lord gives you with what He gives others? That can be the operation of the evil eye. Comparing what the Lord gives you or what the Lord has given you to what the Lord gives others or what the Lord has given others, that can be the evil eye. There are Christians, no doubt, that do that and murmur at the Lord because the Lord gave someone else something more. I graduated from seminary 10 years before so-and-so. I've been laboring in ministry and I've suffered many things. Yet this man has just gotten out of seminary. You gave him a church with a membership of 10,000 people, and his starting salary is three times what I've ever earned. That, my friend, could be the evil eye. That, my friend, my pastor friend, could be the evil eye. You are comparing what God gave you with what God has given somebody else. I baptize at least three people every month, and I've been doing it for 30 years. There's someone over there who baptizes only one a year, if that many. And yet it looks like they're blessed more than I am. That, my friend, can be the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. Listen here. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, "These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day." There is an envy in the heart of those who came first. They felt that those who came later should not be made equal unto them. That is an operation of the evil eye. When through His grace and mercy, God makes someone equal unto you, and you murmur about what God has done for them, that is an operation of the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. I put in more, and they put in almost nothing, and yet you've given them as much as you've given me. You've made them equal with me. My friend, that is an example of the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. I've been a Christian all my life. I never committed fornication or adultery. I never stole. I never lied. I never used the name of the Lord in vain. And this crook, this person who has been an ungodly man all his life and came to Christ at the age of 62, Lord, You've made him equal with me. When you murmur that, that is an operation of the evil eye. Lord, I never sinned against You, but look what You've done to him. If you remember the prodigal son, the elder brother said something to that effect. And now the younger brother has returned, and the father has graciously favored and endowed him again. And the elder brother complains that he had not done the sins that the younger brother had done, and now the father has done special things for the sinning brother. An example of the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye when we are watching others, when we are envious of others, when we are measuring what God has done for others with what we see him as having done for us, and we compare. That can be the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. The Lord says here in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Is thine eye evil? The Lord identifies that condition as the evil eye. Is your eye evil because the Lord is good? Or are you mad because the Lord is blessing someone around you and you don't seem to see him blessing you in a greater way, even though you see and you know in your mind you've done more for the Lord than they've done? My sister has this, and my brother has that, my friend has this, the people at work have that, and yet I'm a Christian, and I don't have what I need. Lord, what are you doing? Beware of the evil eye. The Lord contracted with them for a penny. And he said to them, in verse 13, Matthew chapter 20, verse 13, the Lord says, it says, but he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? You see, they had the agreement. But then into operation came the evil eye. The Lord did them no wrong. He gave them what he promised them. The Lord has done you no wrong. He has given you what he promised you, or he's in the process of doing that. And in many cases, he's given you more. But yet you are comparing what the Lord has given you with what he has given others. That is indicative of a condition. A sinful condition of the evil eye. Beware of the evil eye. Do not compare what God has given you to what he has given others. That is indicative of the evil eye. Your heart, your mind are on others in terms of what they are getting. Rejoice when the Lord blesses them. Rejoice when the Lord increases them. Rejoice when the Lord in his mercy and grace lavishes great value upon them. Many of you in neighborhoods, you have a certain model of car. Your neighbor has a certain model of car. And you feel some degree of either parity or superiority. If your car is of a traditionally more expensive and more desired make and model and year than your neighbors, you feel a little superior to them. For some of you, if your neighbor trades and gets a brand new car, and you then look and see that the value and make and model of that car is seen as being much greater than yours, for some of you, the evil eye begins to operate. Because not only are you now not superior in your mind to your neighbor, but in addition to that, now your neighbor is above you in your mind. These men were angered. They murmured because the Lord, in their words, made those who came at the last hour equal to them. So apparently they had some type of superiority complex based on their investment. I invested more. I deserve more. But no, Lord, you have made them equal. What is it about men and women that makes us want to be superior to others? What is it about us that makes us not want others to be equal to us? It's the evil eye. It's the evil eye. I have more. You are not as good as I am. You are not to be equal with me. I worked all my life. I put in this and I put in that. You are not to be equal with me because I invested more. Beware of the evil eye. In God's economy, even though you work longer and invested more, if you are envious and angered when God makes someone else equal to you in terms of his blessings, you are a victim of the evil eye. You have a sinful heart condition and you need to go see the Lord. Beware of the evil eye. There are many Christians who suffer from the evil eye condition. There are many Christians who have the evil eye disease. They need to go to heaven's hospital, which begins on your knees, which begins with confessing that, Lord, yes, I have compared. Lord, I have compared. I have compared. Lord, I have compared. Lord, I have compared. And Lord, sometimes I have been upset because it looked like someone else was made equal to me or was given more. Lord, I have the sinful condition of the evil eye. Lord, I have the sinful condition of the evil eye. Lord, I confess. I confess that the sin of the evil eye exists in me. I confess, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, Satan has come into my life and he has given me an evil eye. He has made me covetous. He has made me evil. I am angered because others have what I have or have more. My friend, God has given us a contract, so to speak, of do unto others as ye would have them do unto you. Do unto others as ye would have them do unto you. But the evil eye does not fit in that construct. The evil eye says, I want more. The evil eye says, I do not want you to be equal with me. The evil eye says, I want to be blessed on my merit. But not only that, I don't want you to have what I have unless you've done at least as much as I've done. In other words, I want what I want, but I don't want you to have more than you deserve. I want to make sure I get at least what I deserve. But if you are given a blessing that you do not deserve, I don't like it. That's the evil eye, my friend. That's the evil eye. They were concerned about what they were getting. There's something very vicious and violent about someone who wants to get for themselves and themselves alone. We ought to be happy when our neighbor is blessed. We ought to be happy when our neighbor receives grace and mercy. We ought to be happy when God lavishes upon our neighbor that which our neighbor does not deserve, the good things that our neighbor does not deserve. We ought to be happy and say, praise God. Look what the Lord did for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look what the Lord did for you. And if we are not, we are victims of
the evil eye. There's something about human beings who have a sinful condition that they want to get from others. They want to satisfy themselves. They want what they want, but they are not concerned about what others get unless what others get equates the others in their minds to them or makes them in their mind more wealthier, more prosperous. If you consider the crime, the vicious and violent crime of rape, the rapist wants something and is willing to violate others to get it with no view of the others getting anything except becoming victims and being hurt and destroyed by their desire, by the desire of the rapist to get what he wants. There are many human beings, and some of you out there, you want what you want, and you will do anything to get it. That is covetousness. Maybe the evil eye, but at the very base, sin is crouching at your door. At the door of your heart, sin is crouching and is having a devastating effect on you, on your life, on your spirituality, on others around you, because you are willing to do anything to get what you want. Jesus said, as ye would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. Do unto others as ye would have them do unto you. Beware of the evil eye. Beware of satisfying yourself at the expense of others. Beware of equating what God has done for you or value or judging what God has done for others. Beware of being angry when others prosper. That may be the evil eye. Beware of being angry when others are blessed. That may be the evil eye. The Lord said here, the Lord said here, is thy eye evil because I am good? Is thine eye evil because I am good? The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? God is good. He will bless. He will save even those who've been sinners for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. Yes, you've been in church. You've never done the sin they've done, but God is good. And if you murmur against God because he pours great blessings into the life of that person who was a prostitute for 50 years, now at age 68, she's a Christian, and you see her getting blessed, which in your mind appears to be above you, and you murmur at God in your spirit, in your heart, God, look what she did. I never did any of that. Look what you've given her. In other words, you are accusing God of not being fair to you. You are accusing God of not being just with you because he has made someone else equal or even more wealthy than you. It's an accusation against Almighty God in your evil heart. Beware of the evil eye. The evil eye accuses God of being unfair. The evil eye accuses God of not doing what he ought to do. The evil eye accuses God of not being just. The evil eye accuses God of not being faithful. Evil eye is an accusation against Almighty God. Listen again as we end our Sunday school lesson review. listen again to the entirety of this parabolic example in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, beginning reading at verse 1. Matthew chapter 20, beginning reading at verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Beware of the evil eye. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us how graceful and merciful thou art. Thank you for showing us the propensity of men and women to compare and to allow the sin of the evil eye to creep into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Father God, we repent. Forgive us for our past comparisons, for being angered when your blessings on others around us have caused us to murmur against you in our spirit, in our hearts, if not with our lips. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, and help us to beware of the evil eye. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your blessings in our neighbor's eyes, in our neighbor's lives. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your blessings in our neighbor's lives. Thank you for your blessings in our co-workers' lives. Thank you for your blessings in our sisters' lives, our brothers' lives, our mothers' lives, our fathers' lives, our cousins' lives. Thank you for your blessings in the lives of those who live evil against thee, but one day were saved by you. Thank you for how graciously and mercifully and abundantly you've blessed those who have come in last. They've come in at the 11th hour, but you've blessed them. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for making them equal with us. Thank you that salvation equalizes. Thank you that salvation equalizes. Thank you that the grace of God equalizes. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Spirit, with specificity, in the precious, matchless, magnificent name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen.